Back here at 740 on the Mighty 690, and we have some special guests in studio with us. We are joined by Marcy Roberts and Emily Lewis talking about Live Healthy Montgomery County and the Youth Substance Prevention Task Force. How you doing, ladies?
Good morning.
We're doing Very good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you on here. So we were just talking about, you know, the ups and downs of the weekend weather back and also back to, you know, school again. The kids are kids are back in school, whether they like it or not.
That's happy, right. Happy day for us parents.
Oh, yeah. And a sad day for the kids. Like, hey, I didn't get a spring break. I wanted one of those.
Right.
So for those of you who, for the listeners who maybe not heard you on here before, you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves? Let us know, you know, what your role here is within Live Healthy Montgomery County and all that good stuff.
Great. Thanks. Well, my name is Marcy Roberts, as you said, and I am the coordinator for Live Healthy Montgomery County, which has been around since about 2017. And we're just a group of like-minded people and organizations that want to promote health and wellness in Montgomery County.
Excellent. And Emily?
Yeah, and I'm Emily Lewis. I'm the community mobilizer. I came on to help with the Youth Substance Prevention Task Force. And so I've just been, I've been on since October of last year and just, you know, garnering interest and getting people to know, to learn about who we are and getting in the schools and just getting people on board to join our force. Our mission is to reduce substance misuse through prevention, collaboration, and pursuing resources. And so we're doing exactly that. Right now we're working under a grant from the Kansas Department of Aging and Disabilities. And so this kind of falls under the behavioral health umbrella. And we're in our planning phase. We've got a good curriculum. It's called Catch My Breath. We're about to implement that in the fall. Three schools we have on board, so we're excited for that. We're getting sponsors in each of the schools to get their own little task forces together with the students, because we really want this to eventually be a youth-led initiative. That's really important.
Well, that is really good. And, you know, just thinking about, you know, the trying to communicate with the kids these days. And, you know, it is a challenge to be able to, you know, get on their level and get them to take stuff like this seriously.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of the research, you know, everything we do under this grant and everything we do, period, that we're going to implement needs to be evidence-based. And it's been found that the peer-led initiatives are really successful and show results.
And also what we've gathered from our planning grant, we do some research. There's a survey called the KCTC data, and from that we found that vaping is one of the bigger problems in Montgomery County for youth, as it is in many counties in Kansas. I mean, the good thing is the majority of kids don't vape, but our numbers just indicate that we're a little higher than the state averages. So that's something that we're going to focus on with the kids, vaping nicotine and also vaping marijuana.
And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, a number of years ago, of course, was smoking in the schools, but now the vaping is so easy to conceal. I mean, you just have the electronic little e-cigarettes and it's just, you know, it's not like you're lighting something up or anything. It's just, you know,
right.
One and done.
So, yes.
I mean, that really can, I'm sure, be a big challenge. And, you know, what do you say to the kids about, you know, vaping? How do you tell them that, hey, you know, this is probably not the best idea for your health here? Granted, the fact that a lot of these kids, even if they're doing it under the age where they're, you know, allowed to buy it or whatever, that's a whole nother problem, too.
Yeah, and that's part of this curriculum and just getting on their level and talking to the kids. But the curriculum does a lot of, you know, just teaching the harms of nicotine or marijuana, cannabis, vaping. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, you're good.
But yeah, teaching them obviously the risks and harms, but also teaching them that it's actually not the majority of kids that are vaping. Like we are above the state average, but we're at about 9% from, you know, the students who took the survey. And so that is not anywhere near the majority of students vaping.
No.
And so they need to know that the norm is not to vape.
Yeah.
And part of the thing that's so deceiving is vapes don't smell bad. they don't smell bad, and many people think that they are healthier than smoking cigarettes, when we know that the nicotine that's found in a vape is 5 to 10 times higher than a cigarette, and it's manufactured nicotine. It's not tobacco, like organically grown tobacco that's in a cigarette. It's manufactured nicotine, highly addictive, and children's brains are still developing up until the age 25, so they're very vulnerable in high school, and, you know, 13 is the average age of trying these types of things. So it's just really important for parents to have an open conversation about that and just, hey, you know, we just care about you and we want you to be safe and healthy. Another thing we found is that a lot of the reasons kids start to vape is dealing with stress. High school is stressful. Being a teenager is stressful. Dealing with social media and a lot of the pushbacks that come, that they deal with every day. They have their phones in class. They, you know, are looking at social media all day long. It's a big part of what they're thinking about every day. So just realizing that kids are under a lot of stress too, and we need to help them deal with that in a better way.
Yeah.
Being aware of that and, you know, kind of focusing on that, on helping them with that stress. And being aware, I just want the parents to be aware that the vaping is, I mean, I think most of them are, but because it's so easy to hide, like we talked about, just be aware that it's out there and talk to your kids. And, you know, we have some materials on how to talk to your kids, and we post some things on Facebook, so to kind of help give the parents tools of how to talk, what to do.
Yeah, and we hear a lot that, you know, okay, it doesn't have to be this giant presentation, maybe just a short little quick conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, normalize non-perfect conversations. It's totally fine. It's awkward, yes, but just have them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I know that you're also interested in maybe working with some more high schools in the area. If someone's listening who's involved in a high school and maybe they need a little bit of help with this, I know that you're a good resource in that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on board with a couple of high schools now to help with their after prom events. And so we just kind of want to make a presence and show them that we care and we're there, and but also offer them some tools, some materials, some education while there, but also having fun. We want to really promote these drug-free events. So if you are a high school in Montgomery County, or middle school, you know, or school, if you are working with students and having a drug-free event, we would love to come along and help however we can and promote this anti-vaping drug-free effort. So
definitely.
Yeah, that's very good. And I know also you mentioned that you've recently just gotten your 501c3 status, so that makes things a lot easier too, as far as, you know, being a nonprofit, and I'm sure that opens the door for some more grants and that sort of thing as well.
Definitely. We're very excited about that, our next step. Just recently found out we've become a nonprofit organization.
Yay.
And so, yeah, it'll be make us available to take donations, to reach out for various different grants. And yeah, we're excited for what that might bring for our organization.
No, that is wonderful. So, Marcy and Emily, what else, anything else that you'd like to share with us about the task force, about Live Healthy Montgomery County, anything else that you'd like to bring to the listeners' attention?
Well, we also are receiving some opioid funding through Montgomery County, and hopefully we'll be receiving some from the city of Coffeyville as well. And they've been very generous in saying that we can use those funds in the county if we need to. So, very thankful for that. We are going to be hosting a countywide drug take back. Actually, it's a nationwide drug take back day on April 27th, yeah. I believe. Yeah, April 27th, the Saturday. We will have a location in every town in Montgomery County to bring your unused prescriptions, whether they're over the counter, opioids, whatever that might be, but to clean out your medicine cabinets, because we know that meds that sit in the cabinet on and are not being used can often wind up in the wrong hands. So this is a proactive effort to remove that risk from our communities. And you'd be surprised at how many pounds of drugs that they get taken back. Oh, Coffeyville has always participated in this. Quinn Bromley has been very instrumental in getting this rolling with our county as well. So big shout out to him. But yeah, so we'll be coming in to talk to you more about that as that date gets closer to.
Yes, that will be great. And yeah, it's just one of those things where, you know, people have, maybe they have a oral surgery, something like that. We get these things prescribed to us, and then, you know, get in the medicine cabinet, forget about them, and then the curious kid finds them. So that's just one of those. That's how it goes, you know. And I think we're Midwestern, is we don't throw things out.
So. You gotta save that. You might need it.
Yeah. We can't get rid of that. What if we need? Yeah. So
exactly.
That's a really good reminder. And I am looking forward to having you guys on here again later in the month to remind us a little bit about this, talk a little bit about this coming up. So that is going to be really good. So ladies, anything else you'd like to share with us here this morning?
I just want to put out our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MGCO Prevention. And we have Fab Creative always putting out all our great content, and so just keep us on your, you know, scrolly thing.
Keep us in your algorithm.
There you go.
And we do have our task force meeting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Montgomery County Health Department. And you can also join via Zoom if you are unable to attend in person. We do have a Zoom option. So
just shoot us a message on Facebook if you're interested in that. We're welcoming everybody who, you know, has a heart for this, and I don't know many people who don't, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. And even maybe someone might be retired from, you know, healthcare, that sort of thing, might be interested in helping out with this whole thing. So I mean, I know we definitely have a hill to climb ahead of us here in Montgomery County compared with the state, but hey, I think we've got a really good foot in the door and really onward and upward, because I really appreciate everything you ladies and your whole group there is doing.
Absolutely. Great. We love so Montgomery much. County. And
we
so
do.
We believe in it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a bright future ahead. So thank you so much, Marcy and Emily, for joining us here this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Looking forward to having you again on here real soon. I think we got you coming up here on the 26th. So that is going to be a good time. So, all right. We have more to come on the Mighty 690. We have a school update for you here from USD 445. That is on the way here on KGGF.